Atypical Artists and Lillian Holman present Greenhouse. Letter 8. Hey, they offer cucumber water.
Dear Rose, I've been trying to wrap my head around your last letter, especially since I know it's likely that you're still grieving. I definitely didn't mean to imply that you were helpless in any way, and I'm sorry if it came off that way. I have to admit, though, I still don't think I quite deserve the way you wrote to me. I really was just trying to offer help, and it wasn't charity. That's why I mentioned the repayment. Honestly, I wanted to do that for your sake as much as my own. I don't like accepting gifts. I can't reciprocate either. I won't bring it up again, but please understand that my heart was in the right place, and it wasn't a pity offer. I'll try not to take too much of your time this week, since I don't think these letters fall into the camp of things you enjoy and are getting better at. I will say that I did like the first half of your letter, and your parents did always sound like couple goals to me. I feel the same way about mine, but they were high school sweethearts, so the boat for finding what they have sailed long ago. I think you're right about Annie, though. I was going to ask her for coffee after this week's class, but she called beforehand to tell me that while she appreciates everything I've done for her, she's found a studio closer to home that she's going to start attending. I know the studio she's talking about, and I held my tongue from telling her that they charge twice what I offer for classes three times the size, but hey, they offer cucumber water and have leggings with their logo on them, so what really is affordability and personal attention worth? It's fine, though, since some of my other regulars came back this week and admitted they didn't like their new teachers as much, so my ego is not totally crushed. Speaking of ego boosters, I too am going to cut my letter off early this week. But it's not because I've suddenly decided my life is none of your business. Jason, the romance author, asked if I could show him my favorite La Jolla restaurant, so we're getting dinner, and I have to get ready. Again, I'm still not clear if this is a date, but I'm going to try and look nice anyway. I hope you had a good week, even if writing me a letter put you in a bad mood to start it off with. I do hope you find joy in other people again someday. I don't think we're all so bad, even if we make mistakes from time to time. Sincerely, Abby. P.S. I am not watching Psycho. In the spirit of your own life philosophies, it is something I do not enjoy, so I'm not going to force myself to do it, no matter what cute boys in flower shops or irritable girls via letters have to say. I have enough anxiety in my day-to-day without adding to it. And if you accuse me of never trying it, know that I was a morbid 13-year-old and read a lot of Stephen King.
Greenhouse is a production of Atypical Artists. It was written, directed, and edited by Lillian Holman. The voice of Abigail Adams is Helen Highfield. The show art was designed by Emily Chen. Greenhouse is produced by Lauren Shippen, Brigham Snow, and Lillian Holman.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.